If you buy real estate with community funds but take the title in joint tenancy, is the real estate still community property? That was the title question in the case of the sanctimonious sister. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO. Irma Pilgrim, who had never married, devoted herself to the health, business, and welfare of her younger brother, Scott. It was not the kind of attention Scott really enjoyed, but he endured it. However, he ignored her comments completely when he met and married Sharon Baxter. Irma confided to friends, "Goodness knows there's nothing really immoral about a divorcee these days, but I did hope Scott might have done better." Predictably, the relationship between wife and sister was not a warm one. But contrary to Irma's dearest hopes, the marriage was successful and happy. Scott and Sharon bought a comfortable home, paid for it completely with Scott's earnings as a sales executive. They took title in joint tenancy, so that if either of them died, that owner's interest would automatically go to the survivor. Well, a few years later, Scott needed $15,000 for a business emergency and borrowed it from his sister. He gave her a personal note for the money plus interest. But not long afterwards, the company Scott worked for merged with another and he lost his job. Soon afterwards, he caught cold, ignored it in his search for another job. He also ignored the pneumonia that resulted, and when he finally got medical attention, it was too late. Sharon, now a widow, managed to find a secretarial job. When her sister-in-law Irma demanded payment of the $15,000 note, Sharon couldn't pay. Irma filed suit asking the court to declare the home community property, order it sold, and pay her out of the proceeds. Irma's attorney told the court, "This home was bought with community property in a community property state. Yet the couple held title in joint tenancy so that it could not be probated and creditors paid. This is in effect a fraud on Irma, and the title should be ordered changed so that she can get the money properly due her." Sharon's attorney said, "The deed very clearly shows a purchase in joint tenancy, and it was so recorded long before Irma lent the money. The court cannot go behind the deed and try to call it by another name because of the circumstances." Should the court change the title of record? We'll return with the verdict after this. If you buy real estate with community funds but take the title in joint tenancy, is the real estate still community property? Yes, said a California appeals court. Here, the home was purchased long before Irma loaned Scott any money. Unless Irma can prove that Scott and Sharon really intended it to be something else, the deed cannot be changed. The title will remain in the widow Sharon's name. In this California case, it's a point of law on WCCO.